I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's the first hunting season of the year, dove season, opening at noon on September 1st. We get a preview of this year's season coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Dove hunters are going to be scattering lead across the skies of West Virginia in the days ahead, hoping to bring down one of the most challenging of all wing shooting game, the mourning dove. Steve Wilson, biologist with the West Virginia DNR, explains it is most definitely not the easiest game to bag.
8 or 10 shells per dove is about average.
So as you might imagine, you're going to have to pack heavy for a trip into the field. And an agricultural field would probably be your best location.
You can find doves in every county of the state, but if you're looking for numbers, you probably want to be around agricultural areas. So that would tell you the eastern panhandle and all the farmland over there and the Ohio Valley and lower Greenbrier Valley around Lewisburg. Those kind of places are going to have the higher numbers, but you can find a good little dove shoot just about anywhere if you look for it.
As for this year, the numbers of doves should be very stable, thanks to good reproduction in the off-season. Now, doves typically are quite prolific, mostly because they have to be. They're at the bottom of the food chain. And when they've had decent weather, well, it just makes their reproduction all the better.
All you should find doves near normal levels, maybe a little better. We had a little bit of weather there that might have disrupted a nest or two, but nothing serious, and something that nests 3 times a year, they can overcome losing one. Well, you know, hawks eat a few of them, and they don't get hit terribly hard. It's more of a habitat-related thing. You know, where you have good dove habitat, you're going to have plenty of doves. Severe storms that blow around, I don't know, have you ever seen a dove nest? Well, they just pile a few twigs on a branch somewhere and have at it. And so if you get a hard storm with some wind and stuff right when they're nesting, you can disrupt some nests like that. But we didn't have much, you know, little spotty stuff here and there.
Now, hunters are reminded that doves are a federal migratory species and therefore regulated by federal hunting laws as well as the state hunting laws. You'll need to get a free harvest information participation card from your licensed agent and be sure you have that automatic or pump shotgun plugged, or you could risk a fine. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.